Hello and welcome to Dungeon Regular, a show about modules, adventures, and dungeons. I'm Nova, also known as Idle Cartoolery, and I'm reading through Dungeon Magazine one module at a time. I'll summarize that module, talk about its strengths and weaknesses, and then talk about a few interesting things about it that could be used at the table or impact your own homebrew design. Today, I'm going to talk about Herward's Task by Rich Stump in issue number 5, May 1987. In it, you were hired to defeat an elemental that was accidentally summoned by a wizard into his trapped lab. This is not combat heavy, but it is magic heavy, so I'd lean towards running this in Dungeon Crawl Classics or OSE rather than Cairn or Knave. What can we take back to our table from Herward's Task, even if we don't use it in our home campaign? Number 1, untrustworthy wizards. Herward seems to be an awful person and is much higher in level than the PCs, so it's not really clear why he's hiring them or why they'd work for him. This is balanced out with a strong offer of gold, but then Herward is said to follow the party while invisible. Why? Why hire them and send them to your home if you're just going to follow them because you don't trust them? His actions don't really make a lot of sense. I think if you want to cast an untrustworthy wizard in your module, it's far more interesting to render him clearly a villain and have him be both the inciting offer and the climactic boss. To some degree, the other option is that you carry this awful trickster wizard forward as a recurring joke character who constantly gets into trouble with his bizarre schemes and constantly asks for help. This might be a fun way to incorporate a character like this into your campaign world. Number 2, size. This, in contrast to the module in episode 24, is a huge one. 95 rooms of dungeon right here, all keyed. It's quite appropriately has plenty of empty rooms, although all of these empty rooms are overkeyed. I don't know why you'd combine nothing of interest here with a description of what in the room isn't of interest, but most of the keys are appropriately brief as well. It's fascinating seeing such huge dungeons showing up in Dungeon Magazine. Number 3, is jacazing always good? This map is an interesting one. There are plenty of loops between and within levels, and I think that if I was spending a bunch of sessions here, there'd be a lot of spatial reward in this dungeon that verges on mega dungeon size. However, this is intended as a one and done dungeon. You're in and out in 3 days max, or face the eye of the wizard Herward. So, a lot of those rewards of looping design aren't going to be seen, I don't think, in this shorter playtime. In addition, the layout is quite random. There aren't many reflections, there isn't any rhyme or reason to the design. That means that you can't draw conclusions about the space easily, which means even if you spend a long time here, it's not intuitive that below me is room 71 or that there's a secret room here, because of the idiosyncrasy of the space. I'm not sure the jacazing here is useful, and I prefer a better organized location or at least the removal of the time limit. Number 4, trap diagrams. This dungeon has a few trap diagrams. I love trap diagrams. More modules should have them. I don't have much more to say, simply that many traps are better described or drawn than they are written. Number 5, challenged base endings. I love that there are at least 3 ways to conclude this adventure and gain your reward, all of them sourced from within the dungeon. I especially appreciate that it really splits down into cunning, combat, or talk to get the elemental to leave. I think that in future, I'll use that framework in setting up challenge options, making sure that I include at least one cunning, one combat, and one social possibility for major challenges. It's a really neat framework to have, and fascinating to see it in a dungeon such as this. That's Herward's Task in a nutshell. I hope that you'll join me for the next episode of Dungeon Regular. If you have any questions, please reach out. I'm on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Idle Cartoolery, and I write reviews and blog at playfulvoid.game.blog. If you'd like to support Dungeon Regular, please visit my Ko-fi at ko-fi/idlecartoolery. You can make a one-off donation or become a member. Members get free copies of Dungeons regularly, get to see BAFTA reviews a week in advance on my Ko-fi before they go public. Our theme music is an extract from Turning the Page by Kirk Osamayo on the Free Music Archive, used under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening to Dungeon Regular.